Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in our visual radio studio to talk a little bit about the first event of its kind coming up next week here in Farmington, Reverend Megan Cullip is here from First Presbyterian Church of Farmington. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here because, as I mentioned, this is I can't remember an event like this ever happening in Farmington, and I've been here 30 years because I'm old.
But hair's not different, though.
No, hair has not changed.
Yeah.
A little grayer, perhaps. But this is something that you have come up with and presented to the community, and it's really a community thing that I wanted to ask you a little bit about, and it's a memorial for the unclaimed.
Yes.
And so explain what that means
sure.
to us.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, you know, the title's a little dramatic, but it's the best way to encompass all of the different populations that we're trying to memorialize. So the idea of it is that we will be holding a community-wide memorial service for folks who died either without homes or without any next of kin.
Okay.
So, I mean, in the most, like, sort of stripped down, almost brutal senses, their remains were unclaimed. And
right.
So,
which is what happens.
Which is exactly what happens.
If you die and there's no one
and
to...
And there's nobody around.
Yeah.
So the county... You know, the technical county classification is indigent,
mm-hmm.
But if you break that down, that pretty much means without homes or without next of kin, and the county becomes responsible for those remains.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they are taking care of them, and then you have then gone to the county, I guess, to collect or know the number and the names of the people that fit this category,
mm-hmm.
right? And they number how many then from this year?
So far, 10.
Okay.
And we might have a couple, you know, rolling in until the event itself. But yeah, it was quite the endeavor to procure the names because a lot of people were not quite sure like who you talk to for that.
Right.
So I learned a lot about that process.
But, right.
Yeah.
And this has been done in other communities. It's not anything new that we're doing here in Farmington necessarily or San Juan County, but it happens in other places too.
Yeah. It doesn't happen widely,
sure.
but I grew up in San Antonio, and so when I was in college, I would go to this type of event in San Antonio. So it's mostly been done in big cities, San Antonio, San Francisco, like Orange County area.
Right.
Yeah.
But you want to do it here.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, so it's a passion of, I think a lot of ours, it's a passion to figure out how we can best be compassionate and serve that population, but it's difficult. And oftentimes, unfortunately, in the daily living and over the course of their lives, nothing changes really. But it's at least something we can do to honor them after their passing. And because it's crazy to think about, 10 is a lot, really, to have passed away in a year without any recognition. Like, that would not happen in a church community. It wouldn't happen in a community of friends, family community.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so by putting attention to this, I guess, you're hoping that the rest of the community maybe becomes more familiar with this problem in our community and maybe that there are people among us that maybe don't have next of kin or friends and things along that line.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely know that loneliness has become basically a chronic disease now, an extreme loneliness, and it's actually like as detrimental as heart disease or anything else. And so I think it's highlighting a lot of, you know, we have a lot of like what they call deaths of despair, people drug overdoses, people who are in extreme poverty and aren't taken care of. And so I think it highlights all those issues. And I also think it just amplifies the dignity of these folks. So we'll do, there will be song, there will be reflection, and then, you know, most importantly, there will be a reading of the names with sort of a pause in between each one. So we'll actually read the names and the death dates out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that more folks will come. This is open to the community.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
We just so happen to have a big space to host it, but it's definitely community-wide. Yeah.
Sure. Well, the First Presbyterian Church is a pretty big space.
It's a huge space.
Right?
Yeah, neighborhood building that's used all the time now, which is great.
So, right.
Yeah.
So we can fill the church, but it's not necessarily a First Presbyterian Church event.
No.
It's a community event.
Yes.
And so it doesn't matter, it's non-denominational,
right.
And it's presented just, and we don't know what maybe religious beliefs these people maybe had or didn't
have.
We have
no clue. There's so much that we don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we already have some reps that are coming from governmental agencies, charity agencies, like recovery centers and things like that, as well as different spiritual communities. So,
right.
Yeah.
And we're showing the poster right now for folks who are watching our video interview this morning. And so it says that folks can call you if they have another name they want to add it to your
sure.
list.
Yeah. If you knew somebody, you know, because sometimes that happens. I've had a couple friendships over time where we're in relationship with these people, and again, the situation might never change, but so it's quite possible that some folks have a friend that's in this situation that has passed away that they would like memorialized that just didn't get that. So.
Okay, and that phone number for our radio audience is 505-327-5231.
Right.
If I'm reading the screen correctly.
505-327-5231. That's the office phone. Yep.
At the church. Yep. Right. Okay. And you're going to, and as you mentioned, the ceremony is going to be at 5:30 p.m. a week from today, December 10th, at the First Presbyterian Church on Dustin in Farmington. But it's really a countywide, community-wide event. These folks were from all over, and they are
Whole
being
county.
Honored in this ceremony tonight.
Yes. Whole next county. Week. Yeah. And it's Yeah, so and we'll also have like, you know, candlelight vigil, of course, and just it's I think what I've found really inspiring about the whole process of putting this together is how excited people get over it, and as well as these you have these people that work day in and day out with these populations that go to work and they're like, okay, so we're doing this job and maybe nobody really cares about it, and we're helping these people that maybe nobody really cares about, and then something like this comes forth and they get super excited that there will be attention drawn to it, you know?
Right.
So.
And hearing about it, to me, though, it brings me kind of a sense of sadness that, you know, that we have these people in our community, and we feel we have a really close-knit community and a friendly community and a very giving community. We all know that. But yet here we are, individuals that pass away and without so much of a second thought by the rest of us. And this
totally.
Is the way to fix that, I guess.
A way to fix that, yeah. And I will say the people of the county, the people that are assigned this task, which, like you said, can be a pretty, like, morose task, they're very small in number, and they're so deeply passionate. That's what's been cool, too. Once I was able to get to the right office, which is kind of like a Woodward and Bernstein level of paper chasing.
Sure.
But by the time I got to the right office, it's like there are these people that take a lot of, like, gingerly care over these folks and these remains, but most of us have no idea what the process is. And so it's kind of, you know, you hear about paupers' graves and stuff like that in the past. This is kind of a modern version of that, but we don't, it's not as visible, I guess, as it used to be. Yeah.
Well, and this group of 10 that you mentioned, that you found in your research so far, I imagine they're not all elderly.
Probably not. I mean,
you know?
Yeah, and because, you know, and we could also assume that the 10 that ended up on the list is certainly not exhaustive of how many people disappear unawares.
Right.
And, you know, so yeah, I mean, it's certainly known that those who are in poverty die a lot quicker.
Right, younger.
Yeah. Either because of exposure or just disease or violence. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, I mean, if we're looking at 10 people, we can assume it's much broader than that. And I think the hope for me is that it would be significant enough success that we make this an annual tradition and honor people every year. And maybe over time, you even have some more awareness of recording these things,
right?
These people that pop up.
So. Well, and maybe learning more about their stories, because I imagine many of these folks at one time perhaps did contribute to society and had fulfilling lives and you know, depending on what happened, they end up like this, like we're talking about.
Yeah.
This
group. And it happens to be, you know, I should also mention that it happens to overlap the day. I mean, I chose December because it's the longest and darkest nights of the year, and it's towards the end of the year. I mean, there's a lot of reasons it makes sense. But
okay. So that was by design. You really thought through that, of having it in December.
That.
All right.
Come on.
I'm just joking. You weren't busy on a Tuesday and thought, let's throw this thing together.
What the heck? Let's just throw this together.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was definitely intentional to use December. And initially, I was thinking the longest night of the year, which is a little bit later in the month. But for various scheduling reasons, it was better to choose this day. But also, I chose the 10th because it is International Human Rights Day, which is an annual remembrance of the International Human Rights Declaration passed by the UN gosh, now it's almost maybe like 50 years at least ago.
Right.
And, you know, basically the summation of that declaration is that no matter what, a human being has inherent dignity and worth and inherent rights. And so it made sense to me that, you know, we always focus on sort of who produces, what do they produce, how do you contribute to society. But really, the bottom line is that if you're human, you matter.
Right.
Yeah.
And we sometimes lose track of that.
We totally lose track of that. I lose track of that all
right.
the time. Yeah.
And so this is a great reminder that everybody does matter and contribute, and all human lives are important.
Important, yeah.
And that's an important thing to remind all of us about, especially at this time of year. I agree
with
you.
Gosh, yeah.
So there you go. It is the upcoming Memorial for the Unclaimed, a day centered on the dignity of all human beings, next Tuesday, December 10th, 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church on North Dustin Avenue in Farmington. And again, it is a way to come together as a community and remember all of those who passed away without any family, next of kin, anyone to really be contacted.
Yeah, that's right. So now we get to be the family, even if it's, you know, after the fact in some ways. It's very, we're finding more and more how important it is to honor these sort of lost griefs and lost celebrations. So it's part of a broader effort there.
Very good. Yeah. And again, if folks have another name they want you to add,
yes,
or talk to you about this whole idea, they can give you a call at the church office.
Yes. Yeah. Or pop in. Yeah.
Or pop in. Okay.
Yeah.
And the number again is 505-327-5231.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Very good. We'll see more of these, it sounds like to me, right? Every year you want to make this an annual thing.
I would love to make this an annual thing. So right now we're pushing it through the door and we're going to sort of see what happens. But again, there's been some interesting excitement generated on it. And you never, with any of these community-wide things, you have no idea who's going to come out of the woodwork and whose passions are going to be represented.
True.
Stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, and I would think this could be a teachable moment for children in families to this, that maybe folks, kids who maybe think they have everything and, you know, are in need of nothing,
right,
to come and really get a lesson on how the other folks have lived.
Exactly. And just how, you know, there's so many varying contributing factors. And again, like one thing we know though, a great protective factor is a strong community and a strong social fabric. And we should mention that there's going to be a lot of cool musicians too playing.
Right.
So yeah, we got a cover of Bruce Springsteen coming. I mean, it's getting all
okay,
sorts of interesting creative stuff going on. So
a lot of folks have stepped forward, it sounds like, to contribute to this.
Yeah. I did a cast a broad net and saw who wanted to jump in said net, and it's been cool. I've been joking around how it's like a Live Aid thing, like a Farmington Live Aid thing. So,
right, a lot of different folks coming together.
Right.
For this event.
Yeah.
So, very good. Well, Reverend Culp, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it very much, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Week. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
You're very welcome. That's the Reverend Megan Culp, my guest here on KSJE. I'll be back with more in just a moment, everybody. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.